I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. When times get tight, can your marriage get tough? Judge Lynn Toler's got some thoughts on both the emotional and legal issues around marriage and money. She's the star of TV's Divorce Court and the author of My Mother's Rules, a practical guide to becoming an emotional genius. Hi, Judge.
Hi, Farai. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, all right, there's two totally separate polls. NBC reported there was an 18% drop in divorce filings in one region, thanks to the bad economy, and I guess people just saying, I can't deal with this. But less than a week later, ABC said the hard financial times had triggered a 20% increase in divorce filings. How do you think you get such different takes on the issue? I mean, admittedly, one was more regional, but what does that say about what people think at times like this?
Well, I do think the region makes a big difference. If you have a place where, such as New York, where one place is where you have different economic realities, it may be different than somewhere else. But I think both things are true. And I also think it depends on the level of economic distress. Finances is a stressor to marriage. It's not the it and end all. It's an extra stress that's put on a marriage. Even the statistics even show that when there is a significant or dramatic increase in income, that that is an added financial stressor that leads to an increase in divorce. But if you have a level of economic distress that is so severe that they can no longer afford to leave, especially when you have an economic problem that is around the housing market, where that's usually your biggest asset. Sometimes the minor irritations, trials, and tribulations of being a married couple might seem more tolerable if you can't get rid of your house.
When you think about what you've seen in your role as a judge, because I want to speak to you both in that hat and as an author talking about emotional issues, but in your hat as a judge, how do people approach marriage difficulties? I mean, do people tend to walk into the court with a, you know, can do, let's everybody be a winner attitude, or most people coming in like, I hate you and I want your money?
Yeah, most people come in, I hate you, I want your money. And most people come in with not really a good clue as to what went wrong. They know what they are angry about, but do not understand the source of the problems. When they get married to begin with, if we're talking about the issues of finance, they never talk about that. Love does not conquer all. And everyone has a different feeling about money, about control, about power, about the dishes. And those conversations, if they're not being had before marriage, they spark up as problems and end up being something other than what they started out to be. So by the time they get to divorce court, they know they're angry. They know they don't have what they want, and they know what they want out of the house, but they really don't have a good idea how they got there.
Let's move on to the whole idea of being an emotional genius. It's part of the title of your book. And so if you were someone who was feeling taken advantage of, perhaps, for example, one thing that comes up a lot is if one spouse runs up a lot of credit card bills and you end up with a load of debt and a bad credit rating because of someone else's actions, someone who you loved or love, what would an emotional genius aspect be to trying to reconcile how you deal with that?
First thing you do is let the first wave pass you by. The automatic response is to be angry. Anger is not going to help. You get through that, you deal with that without hollering. And then you sit down and you have a conversation. And when you have a conversation, the way to do it is remember that people feel much quicker than they think. That person is already on the defensive. She knows she's messed up. I'm just going to put it in she terms because that's me. She knows she's messed up. She knows she's got a problem. She knows she's in trouble. She's going to be defensive. The best way to communicate with someone is to start where they are and slowly walk them home. So, look, I understand you're upset. I understand this happened. And you have to encourage full disclosure and then a way that you can work out of the thing together. And accusations, though cathartic, are not helpful. A full understanding and a full disclosure and a full discussion is, so you have to get past the anger part first and deal with the communication part.
What do you think will strengthen marriages during tough times? Because we've been talking in the context of people who might be having troubles, interpersonal troubles as well as financial troubles. But what if there's a couple that's really tight but their finances are also really tight. What are some things that you might suggest for them?
You first have to have the conversation, and you have to figure out what money means to each party. Some people see money as comfort and security. Others see it as power and control or status. Some people medicate themselves by shopping. So you've got to identify what kind of financial personality that you have. Then you have to identify the numbers, how much we have, how much we owe, how much we need to live. Then you've got to decide what you're going to do. Make a plan, make a budget, and stick to it. And then once you've done that, address the emotional needs for money that other people had, like you medicate with shopping or you do this for status. We can't do that now. Let's find other avenues of pleasure that might substitute for that good feeling you get when you buy the new hat or instead of getting the car. And dealing with both levels, but having the conversation, having a plan, a pen and paper can do so much for a marriage if it's used soon and well.
Overall, when you think about where we are right now and think about the stresses that there are on people, and of course you yourself being married, having been a judge, having written about emotional issues, what's the one piece of advice that you would give to someone perhaps who was a relatively new married person?
Know what's wrong with you first. Find where you're weak, find where you're wrong, find where you're angry, find that, and make sure you have identified that, and then have the conversation about whatever it may be with a full list of your own quirks in your mind. Most people don't want to take the time to do that, but you can't deal effectively with someone else if you don't understand exactly where you're coming from.
Great advice. Thanks, Judge.
Thank you.
Judge Lynn Toler is the star of TV's Divorce Court and the author of My Mother's Rules, A Practical Guide to Becoming an Emotional Genius. She joined us from the studios of KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona.